Right, so good afternoon. Welcome. My name is Kelly Reset. I'm from the University of Florida, and today I will be discussing transgenerational stress memory in peanut. So as we've understood more about stress response in plants, it's become clear that the ability to pass on information about those responses to subsequent generations could be adaptive and improve offspring fitness. So this type of inheritance is known as transgenerational stress memory, and one example was described by Sultan et al., in which two sets of genetically identical parents were either exposed to a season-long water deficit or kept fully irrigated and then selfed. And in the next generation, the progeny of the water-stressed parents produced more biomass and a deeper and more extensive root system than the progeny of the fully irrigated parents in a dry soil environment. Now, this type of trans-stress memory can be driven by two major mechanisms. The first is epigenetics, and that includes any changes in gene expression without changes in the genetic code. And the second is the maternal provisioning of materials in the seed during the development of the seed itself. This peanut is an excellent candidate crop for looking at trans-stress memory because it also possesses a cis generational stress memory, and that is the memory of a stress response within a single season, and that is usually induced by periods of punctuated or repeated stress. And the most common example of this cis stress memory is a systemic acquired resistance to pathogens, but we've also seen many other traits in peanut that respond to cis stress memory, including their rooting characteristics. And so here we have total root volume by soil depth for two peanut cultivars, and the dotted lines represent plants which have received a primed acclimation, which is an irrigation management strategy that involves a period of punctuated stress only during the vegetative growth, and then that stress is alleviated for the rest of the season. Now you can see in this cultivar Tough Runner 511 that the plants that have received that primed acclimation had a permanent change in their root architecture in response to that short period of stress compared to the fully irrigated plants. And this creates the potential for a cis stress memory by enabling differential water uptake patterns in those roots compared to the fully irrigated plants at later stages of development, even when that water stress is no longer present. So these observations led us to do some preliminary studies in these peanut genotypes to see if those root phenotype alterations would be carried over into the next generation. And when we looked at the total root length in those same progeny, in the same cultivar that had a cis generational stress memory, so that's that Tough Runner 511, we could see that they had significantly less surface area in their roots and significantly less total root length in the progeny of the fully irrigated parents compared to the progeny of the plants that had received that primed acclimation, which means that not only does this cultivar have a cis generational stress memory, but it may also have a transgenerational stress memory. So these root traits, though, are only one part of a more complex trait of seed or seedling vigor that can be affected by trans-stress memory. And we can think of seed or seedling vigor as a sliding scale that's comprised of many different qualities of a seed or seedling, and they all contribute to the development, performance, and function of that seedling or seed. And so we can think of the lowest level of seed vigor as being the seed is completely dead, and the greatest level of vigor would then be the improved growth or performance under adverse conditions. And so just to remind you that these qualities in the seed can then go on to improve crop performance in the field or stand establishment, which is why this evaluation of trans-stress memory in those qualities is so important. So based on our observations of cis generational stress memory in peanut and the results of our preliminary studies, we hypothesized that the effects of trans-stress memory on seed or seedling vigor may vary by genotype. And so to address this hypothesis, we had two main objectives. The first was to evaluate more genotypes for trans-stress memory. And the second was to evaluate the effects of trans-stress memory in other measures of seed quality and vigor, and then relate those to what we were seeing in our bioassays. So we collected shelled matured seed from a field trial in which five peanut genotypes were exposed to two irrigation treatments, either a fully irrigated treatment or a primed acclimation. And just remember that this primed acclimation is not a season-long water deficit, but a period of short stress during vegetative growth that then sets the plant up for a SIS stress memory. So this gave us two types of progeny with differing parent stress histories. Those originating from the non-stressed parents, and those are the parents that received full irrigation, and those originating from the stressed parents, and those are the parents that received primed acclimation. So we standardized all of our seeds by weight for genotype, and this was to sort of remove all of the effects of maternal provisioning as much as we could. So these questions are getting more at a trans-stress memory that is driven by epigenetics. And so we planted these standardized seeds in clear rectangular tubes at 100% water holding capacity, and we arranged those tubes in a growth chamber in a complete randomized design. And then after 12 days, we washed, we harvested, washed, and scanned those roots and analyzed them using WinRhizo. So for our, to address our second objective, we chose two commercially used measures of seed vigor. The first was a seed vigor index, which can be obtained by multiplying the germination percentage of a seed lot by the average radical length. And to obtain that information, we performed a standard ragdoll germination test on seeds that had, again, been standardized by weight, and measured the radical length of those seeds at 3, 7, and 10 days after the start of the test. And then the second measure of commercial vigor that we chose was a leachate conductivity test, and that sort of gave us an idea of the integrity of the membranes within those seeds during imbibition and germination. So looking at our results overall, we did see that there are effects of trans-stress memory both in our bioassays and in our measures of commercial vigor, but maybe not necessarily in the same ways. So when we look here at total root length on the y-axis by genotype on the x-axis, we saw that three of our peanut genotypes had no evidence of trans-stress memory in total root length. But in the genotype C7616, we saw that the offspring of the stressed parent had significantly lower total root length than the offspring of the non-stressed parent. And then in the Tough Runner 511, we saw that the offspring of the stressed parent had significantly higher total root length than the offspring of the non-stressed parent. In our measures of commercial vigor, we also saw a lot of variation by genotype in the effects of trans-stress memory. But not in the same ways that we saw in our bioassay. So looking at vigor index here on the y-axis by days after planting on the x-axis, we can see that the genotypes C7616, Tough Runner 511, and Flowrun 107 all had no evidence of trans-stress memory in their vigor index. However, looking at COC041, we saw that the offspring of the stressed parent had significantly higher vigor index than the offspring of the non-stressed parent. And in New Mexico Valencia C, we saw that the offspring of the stressed parent had higher vigor at 7 days after planting, but then at 10 days after planting, that relationship was reversed. Moving on to our leachate conductivity, which you see here on the y-axis by genotype on the x-axis, again, we saw that three of our genotypes had no impact of trans-stress memory in leachate conductivity, but COC041 had significantly higher leachate conductivity in the offspring of the stressed parent, and that indicates that those membranes in those seeds have a lower integrity than those in the offspring of the non-stressed parents. And then again, in the Tough Runner 511, that relationship was the opposite. So what we end up having is a really complicated relationship between trans-stress memory, genotype, and our measures of seed and seedling vigor. So I just want to summarize these results by going through them by genotype. So first we had our Flowrun 107, which had no evidence of trans-stress memory in any of the vigor tests that we conducted. Next, we had the New Mexico Valencia C, which showed evidence of the trans-stress memory in our seed vigor index, but that relationship between the parent stress histories changed over time. Next, we had the COC041, and this genotype had evidence of trans-stress memory in both of our tests of commercial vigor, but those differences between the parent stress histories that we saw in the seed vigor index and leachate conductivity did not translate into the root establishment that we measured in our bioassay system. And then finally, we had the two genotypes that had a effect of the trans-stress memory in their root establishment in the bioassay system, but only the TUF-RUNNER 511 also had an impact of the trans-stress memory in the measures of commercial vigor. So if you'll recall back at the beginning of my presentation, I mentioned that there were two major mechanisms of trans-stress memory, and that by standardizing all of these tests that I've been talking about by seed weight, we were really looking at a question of epigenetics more than we were looking at maternal provisioning. However, maternal provisioning can be evaluated relatively easily by looking at the weight of the seeds in our bigger populations of seed. And so looking at seed weight here on the y-axis by genotype on the x-axis, we saw that in the C7616 and the TUF-RUNNER 511, there was an impact of the parent stress history on seed weight. And what that tells us is that there may be more than one mechanism of trans-stress memory acting simultaneously in these peanut genotypes, because we saw that when we had a standardized population of seeds by weight, we saw effects of that trans-stress memory. But then we also have this difference in seed weight here that indicates there may be maternal provisioning differences. And so to conclude, there is a very complex relationship between the trans-stress memory and genotype. And although trans-stress memory does impact characteristics of seedling vigor, development, and establishment, it's not the same for every genotype. And that means that we may need to be tailoring our management of parent plants for seed production to these individual genotypes to ensure that we get the best quality seed, and that those seeds can then go on to establish well in the field. This also means that there could be several mechanisms of trans-stress memory that influence the phenotype in a generation after water deficit, and these could be acting either individually or simultaneously. And then finally, we concluded that the classical evaluations of vigor might not always reflect the early development of these peanut genotypes, and that's because we had an inconsistency between the differences that we saw in our commercial vigor tests and what we saw in our bioassays. And with that, I'd like to thank the U.S. IFAS Plant Breeding Group, the Florida Peanut Producers Association, and the National Peanut Board for their support of this project, and open the floor for questions.
Time for questions.
Yes, sir. So there is a pretty well-known relationship between seed size and some of these other vigor tests like germination, because something like seed size will definitely affect the surface area that you have in contact with the soil, and that then affects how much water you imbibe or how quickly. And so that would definitely have an effect on our germination tests and then in our establishment in our bioassay system. And so in order to remove that, that relationship is actually why we chose to standardize them, so that when we did see a difference in the root establishment, we were sure that it was because of the different parent stress histories and not because the two seeds had a different surface area, which enabled one to germinate better than another. Well, I suppose that maybe I don't understand the question. So could you repeat, please? I think you have a point, but I think that, as I said, that there could be multiple mechanisms acting simultaneously, and so we do have plans to look into some more specifics of epigenetics and things like that, like DNA methylation, or some more specific tests that would answer that question. So it could be an impact of maternal provisioning that's still acting on these seeds that are the same weight. However, the fact that we have this difference in phenotypes, we're pretty confident that it's due to the parent stress history.
Thank you, Kelly.